want er is nog iets wat je kan proberen. Dat is, ik heb eens theaterles gehad. En dan heb je mensen die nog nooit iets met theater hebben gedaan. En dan stuur ik één iemand de zaal uit. En dan vraag ik ze alle anderen, als hij terugkomt, is hij een genie? En dan geef ik met z'n allen geweldig applaus. En alles wat hij doet, vinden we ook geniaal. Dus dan komt soms iemand terug en die gaat dan zo staan. En een beetje, wat gaat doen? En dan geeft iedereen wat we hebben afgesproken. Fantastisch applaus, wat een grap. En dan achteraf vraag ik, wie zijn nou de acteurs? Dat is niet degene die dan binnenkomt en in het midden staat. Dat zijn al die mensen die heel hard werken met elkaar om iemand te doen schitteren. En if it's about letting someone shine on this stage. If it is about giving that applause for the guy who came from Norway to speak to you, although he's from the UK. It's my great friend, and that's why, is anybody having a trouble with English? Nobody, because otherwise you would have looked to a neighbor who could translate for you, because the next presentation will be English, and it's my personal pleasure to announce the notorious misunderstood genius of the year, Charles de Normandie Davis. The nature of money. Give that genius that applause. He said to me, don't make me a hero before I have to start, because then I have to live up to it. Kick me down. Sorry I didn't. You bastard.
Hi.
Good evening. So I'd like to talk to you about money this evening. I told a few people I was going to a stand-up inspiration gig and I was going to talk about money. And they said, well, that sounds very inspiring. But just to check, who here knows what money is? Anyone familiar with money? Is anyone here familiar with money?
Yeah.
I need to do 3 points, is that right? I didn't really understand. So who here is familiar with money? So who likes money?
Yeah.
Who's really in love with money?
Yeah.
I love money. I really, really love money. And I'd like to tell you why I love money so much. I love money because it's so user-friendly. Have you noticed? It's something that everyone knows how to use. Whether you're maybe 7 years old, or 77 years old, if you're Greek or Spanish or English or German, no matter what language you speak, no matter what culture you're from, no matter what job you do, you basically understand what you're supposed to do with the stuff. It's more user-friendly, even than Facebook. And Facebook is very user-friendly. It's also more popular than Facebook. Even than Facebook. The reason I love money so much is that it's compatible with basically everything. You can use it with anyone, pretty much anywhere, for pretty much anything. You know, can you imagine trying to design something like that? Start from scratch and invent something that works with everything, everywhere, for everyone, that everyone understands. We can't even invent a mobile phone charger that works with all mobile phones. But anyway. So the reason I love money is that you can't find anyone who can actually tell you what it looks like or where it is. Like, they could tell you, oh, well, it's paper. It's the paper stuff I have in my pocket. But then the next guy down will say, no. No, it's this metal stuff I have in my pocket. And then someone else will say, no, you're wrong. It's numbers in my computer. And so, clearly it's none of these things. It's something that can magically transform into metal and paper and plastic and dots of light on the internet. That's pretty clever. And so there's this thing, it's compatible with everything. It's very, very popular. People will do almost anything to get it. And yet no one's really quite clear, like, where is it? Who runs it? Is there a boss? Is there a boss of money? Is there a CEO of money in the world? There isn't. It's like the best brand in the world. You know, Coke's quite good. Facebook, quite good. But money. That's a good brand. So here's the interesting thing about money. If you ask a room full of people, what is money? They will all tell you something different. You ask 100 people, what is money? And the first person will say, well, it's security. Money's security. I need money because it's my security. And the next person will say, well, I think money is a danger. Money is the source of all danger in my life, because if I don't have it, I will die. Someone else will tell you that money is comfort, or love, or people say the strangest things. If you ask them, what's money? Someone will say, it's an entrance and an exit. Someone will say, it's power, it's pollution, it's sex, it's death. There's an unlimited number of things that people can tell you money is. And the strange thing is, they all contradict each other. So they'll say, it's security, or it's insecurity, or it's power, or it's weakness, or it's black, it's white. So what is it? What's money? What's going on? How does this thing work? So, there are two ways to look at money. Just in the same way as there are two ways to look in a mirror. If you look in the mirror, you say, hello, who's that handsome devil? Or you say, oh my God, who is that? And if you gave a room full of people a room full of mirrors, and gave each one of them a mirror, they would each have a different answer about what they saw in the mirror. One of them would say, I see power. One would say, I see beauty. One would say, I see death, sex, ugliness, pollution, and so on, and so on, and so on. That's one way of looking in a mirror. The other way is looking at the mirror, where you notice what the mirror actually is, and what it does, and how it works. This is what separates us from cats. And so, in the same way that there are two ways to look in a mirror, there are two ways to look at money. And so, next time you look at some money and you find yourself thinking, I hate money, remember that you're looking in a mirror. And maybe think, I love money. I love money so very, very much. And if every time that you take some money out of your pocket, you remember the nature of money, you remember how it works, then you too will have evolved beyond the level of a cat.
That will be a very special moment when at the end of the evening you will take some money out of your pocket and put it in the envelope. Are you spreading love, death, or something beyond the level of a cat?